Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast covers everything tech. The hottest mobile phones, tablets, games. We review it, rate it, test it. Whether you're Microsoft or Apple, Android or iPhone, we'll give it to you
again and again.
Black and white. The Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast.
Hello there, everybody. This is Jay Snook here again for the GSMC Technology Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. So, if you listen to my one of my last technology episodes, I decided to talk about Apple products. Apple laptops, Apple computers, Apple phones, Apple tablets, Apple, and more Apple. So lots and lots of Apple products. So I decided, you know what? If I spent much of one of my last episodes talking all about Apple, why not tell you about the other side of the spectrum, which happens to be, you know, not Apple products, but like still like, you know, lots of different technology products that you probably use in your everyday life. And I've decided to go into, you know, some details about the different products, different options, different things you could be looking for, and really just like, you know, what you could be going for as far as this is concerned. So I'm going to start the episode right away talking about computers. And, you know, computers have gone a long way. When I was a kid, the first computer my family got was one of the, you know, yellow and black computers with MS-DOS floppy disks. There was no internet. I know young people go, no internet, how did you survive? Well, there wasn't one. It didn't exist. It wasn't there yet. And it was a very simple, rudimentary system. It just was the way it was. As I grew up, computers, you know, changed as well. It went to where, you know, they were color, you know, and eventually MS-DOS went away. There was this great thing called Windows, you know, and there was, you know, disks, but it wasn't floppy disks anymore. You know, eventually it changed to CDs, and then it just changed where computers were getting faster and faster and faster as the rest of technology is going with it. So today, computers can handle and can hold a lot more memory than they could when I was a kid. It literally got to a point where, you know, where my dad had a color computer, and just one day it was like, you know what? The person told him, just get rid of it. It's worth nothing. The technology has gone so many leaps and bounds that it's just might as well get a new one. And that is one thing that happens nowadays with computers and laptops. It's just what happens. And by a computer, I mean like, you know, a desktop, which is the big tower. And, you know, with it, you'd want to get a monitor and a keyboard and maybe even a mouse, you know, things like that. Now, they do sell computers they call all-in-ones, where it has, you know, the tower built into the monitor. It comes with a keyboard. It comes with a mouse. And it's usually the best reason to get this one is for like an office setting. You know, it doesn't have an insane amount of memory. It's not insanely fast, but it can do, you know, simple office functions. And, you know, it doesn't have that clunky desktop with it. So that's a good one to, you know, get for that situation. And usually, in my opinion, that situation alone. And desktops nowadays, you know, even in the last few years have gone leaps and bounds. I mean, their memory is now probably up in the terabytes. And I want to say maybe as far as 2 or 3 or 4 terabytes. And that means they hold a lot of memory. They have faster processors now, which means they can, you know, download stuff faster and run faster. Some of them have more fans in them now, so, you know, they stay cool and don't overheat, because that's never a good thing. And really a big thing when it comes to a desktop, and there's really two kinds of desktops now, and I actually saw one of these once. There's something called a gaming desktop. Now, what is this? This is if you're going to play basically, you know, computer games on it, and a lot of computer games on it is the key word. And this is something that, you know, you're going to want to have a lot of memory on there, a lot of hard drive. It's something that is fast-paced and can handle, you know, a lot of quick functions, right? And they actually have special like desktops for this. They can be bigger, they can be clunkier, but they're something like, you know, can handle all the processing speed for games, especially if you have multiple games on there. Because, mind you, I'm not much of a computer gamer myself, but I've heard that it's definitely a world of its own. And the games, you know, some go leaps and bounds beyond what any console can do. That's just the way they are. You know, they're expansive adventures that, you know, can take you places that consoles just can't. I've played some computer games, don't get me wrong, and I agree, they're pretty impressive, but they've gone leaps and bounds since I last played them. There's actually special cooling systems for some of these games, and like they're newer ones. There's like you know, like water methods. There's a lot of extra fans. Like, so one big problem that some gamers run into with these is they will overheat more because there's just so much, you know, on there, and they're being pushed to their limits, right? So there are new systems made, you know, to try to keep them cool so they don't overheat, you know, and melt and things like that. And but if you're not looking for one for that, you know, depending on what you're going to do, I would say maybe 1-2 terabytes is probably fine. I don't know if you could get less than that for a desktop. You probably could online. And, you know, the memory, like, it's usually like 6 gigs, probably just fine. You know, 4 or 6, you're probably going to be okay. But it depends what you're going to use it for. It's kind of like what I said with the Apple ones. If you're going to use it for just basic functions, you'll be fine. But if you want to watch movies on it, you want to play games on it, you want to surf the internet at a faster speed on it, you want to have multiple windows open at once, you might want to go for something a little more expensive. And at the time, it may seem a little expensive. Like when I bought my laptop, it was around like $500-something. But it's lasted me like 3, 4, 5 years now. Before that, years ago, I'd gotten a much cheaper, you know, one that was clearance and just bottom of the line, and it didn't last long. So buying a computer nowadays, I want to say, is almost like buying a car, just in the sense where you get what you paid for, right? If you buy a computer that is top of the line, it's going to last longer, and it's going to be longer before it goes obsolete. Whereas if you buy, you know, a cheaper one, it's going to go obsolete faster, and you're probably going to have more problems than it's worth, because it's at least for me, it's rare to just want to just do word processing on it and check the internet. I usually want to do more than that. So I need one that's a little bit better. And my computer isn't obsolete yet, but it's getting there. But like I said, it, you know, and it's also, you know, you have to take care of it, just like a car again, right? You want to have some kind of virus protection on it. You want to, you know, clean it out every so and again. Maybe have it maintenance every now and again. That's always important to do with a computer, a desktop and a laptop. And laptops nowadays, they've changed in a few ways. There's a few differences that have happened with them. One big difference that's happened is, you know, they're getting thinner. They're not necessarily as big and bulky as they used to be, right? The memory is going up. You know, 1 terabyte in the hard drive and about 8 gigs of memory is becoming standard now. It's still about an i5 processor, an i7. There is some that have the AMDs, which are like the AMDs 8 and 10s, and I don't know. I personally like Intel, but AMD I've heard is good too. Usually better for like a hard drive, a desktop though, in my opinion. You know, and there's they come with like, some of them actually now aren't coming with CD drives anymore. But the reason they're doing this is because a lot of the software you buy doesn't even have CDs anymore. Yeah, I still have a CD drive in mine, but a lot of them are just like, you know, product codes now, right? That's what it is. So, yeah, they don't have CD drives anymore. So that's another leap that like Apple has already done, and some of the other laptops are going in that direction. Now, desktops still have that, to my knowledge. Of course, they're also going to have the little audio jacks. You can put, like, you know, headphones in it if you want to. It's becoming easier to surf the internet because they're just becoming faster speeds. Usually with a laptop, as long as, again, you get like a mid or top of the line one, it shouldn't overheat. It shouldn't be a problem. If for some reason it is starting to overheat, you can always get like a little, you know, pad for it that will blow extra fans on it to keep it cool. I had that problem with my first laptop. So there's options to keep it cool if it is for some reason overheating. I would suggest, you're ever going to travel with it, get yourself, they have like a little bag you can put in that's, so zip it in there. It's a little sleeve. I didn't do that the first time I traveled with my first laptop. I cracked the screen. Those are not cheap to replace, by the way. So it's better to just have that. I've traveled with one I have now many times and no cracks in it at all, which is great. And yeah, you know, like, you don't even necessarily have to spend a lot of money on a virus protection anymore. It used to be you had to. Nowadays, not necessarily. I mean, you just don't. But really, it's kind of like, I would suggest, if you're going to get yourself a laptop or a desktop, just go mid of the line. It might be a little bit more money now, maybe like cost you maybe $500, $600, $700, but it'll, you know, pay for itself in a couple of years because you won't have many problems with it as long as you take care of it. That's just really how I see it, you know? So, yeah, but there's a lot more to look into than that. You really, the big thing is you have to look in, okay, what are you going to use the laptop or the desktop for? How often are you going to use it? Are you just going to be using it or is other people going to be using it? Like with the desktop, maybe your whole family's going to use it. Okay. You know, and you can always put separate user accounts on there too. So you'd be like, hey, you, this person, that person, you can do that. So that's a possibility. You can also put on there, you know, a password to get in for each one. There, one of them can be the administrator, you know, so they run how the big things run with it. And yeah, you know, like there's a lot of options when it comes to them nowadays. There really is. But usually, you know, mid line, top of the line, you know, middle line, I think usually for most people is probably going to be just fine. That's just what I think. So yeah, we're going to take a little short break right now and we'll be back with you in a few moments.
Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Hello there, everybody. This is Jay Snook back with more technology news just for you. So we talked a little bit last time about cell phones and, you know, desktops, laptops and, you know, desktops. And I said next we're going to jump into cell phones. Now, cell phones used to be a really easy purchase. Heck, my parents bought their first cell phone. It was this big clunky thing. You know, it didn't last for long. You didn't use it long because it was very expensive. You know, long distance calls especially. It had this big battery pack. You put it in and you had a number of different chargers. So it wasn't this simple little thing, and it was just mainly for making calls, right? There wasn't internet on it. You couldn't take photos, none of that stuff. Now, as I was growing up, again, cell phones were growing up and changing too, you know? It used to be text messaging came around, and in the early days, text messaging was a great way to shoot your bill up very, very fast. I had a few sisters who did that more than once, so it was something that you had to be very careful with doing. My first cell phone was just a simple Nokia, and I used it just, you know, to make calls. That's just what I used it for, right? That's the way it was. And that was all you could do. There wasn't really cameras on it. There wasn't really, you know, internet or anything like that. Now, as the years have gone on, they have changed. They are pretty much like little computers now. You can get some really big, bulky ones, but you can also get smaller and smaller ones too. There are some that, like, you know, double as like PDAs and things like that. And buying a, you know, like cell phone kind of comes to, again, what are you going to use it for? How often are you going to use it? Now, the nice thing about cell phones now is plans usually cover most now. So you can get, like, you know, unlimited texting and calls. They don't usually charge you extra for long distance anymore. So that's good. Here's the thing though, at least for me, because whenever I get a new cell phone, because every now and again I have to either get stolen or it just becomes really, really old and obsolete, it's just the way it goes. It's a learning curve, at least for me, when I get a new cell phone. Android cell phones, of course, and Samsung are very different from Apple in a number of ways. For starters, Samsung has come out with some new phones now that are water resistant, meaning you drop it in a pool of water, it's not going to be ruined. But one big problem I have with the Samsung phones, and this is the same problem I have with Apple phones, is those screens are very easy to break. Very easy to break. You know, you drop it on the ground once, screen ruined. And you know what's a problem with that? Is when screen is ruined, guess what? It's going to cost you a couple hundred dollars to fix that. Probably more than you paid for your cell phone in the first place. So you come up with the conundrum, like with the kind of issue of, well, I could get this fixed, you know, be out of my, without my phone for a few days or a few weeks. Or I could just, you know what, just buy a new phone or get it upgraded. That's what you could do. And that's usually what people, you know, end up doing, because it just is. Now, the strange thing is, at least for Android phones or the phones I've had recently, that's not the case. I've dropped that thing hundreds of times, and the screen is just fine. There's no cracks in it. There's no scratches, no tears, no ruins, nothing. Now, of course, on my newer phones that I've had in the last few years, I put on a screen protector, which I think probably helps, right? It probably helps, and having a case on it probably helps as well. But I think that, again, for the Samsungs, I'm not sure if that necessarily helps or not. I don't know. I do know that some things have gotten better with some of the plans now is that they do kind of have protections where, you know, if that does happen, they'll just be like, hey, you know, we'll just get you a new phone. It doesn't cost you however many $100, right? And I've noticed in the last few years, at least the most basic cell phone now is about $100. This is the way it is. And usually the plans are about $100 a month, about ballpark figure. This is the way it is. And a little pricey, but again, it does cover most everything. I have Verizon personally. I can't complain. One thing I really like about Verizon, though, is their customer service is pretty good. I haven't had many problems with it. And that's a really big important thing with these companies, too, is, you know, you want to, like, you know, I think customer service is very important. And yeah, you know, cell phones now, there are some that are going to have more memory, some they're going to have better video and camera options. I believe Samsung has really, really good cameras. My cell phone, sadly, the camera is okay, but I can't say, oh my God, it's amazing, it's so wonderful. I just can't say that. I haven't really always gotten the best photos off of it in certain situations. It's just the way it's been. But yeah, like, again, I just had to upgrade my phone a little while ago. And the one I have now, yeah, like, every time I get a new one, you know, every however many years, I try to keep a hold of mine, honestly, as long as I possibly can. It is a bit of a learning curve. It just is, because, like, I have to learn how to do this again and that again. It's always different having to put on, like, you know, the wallpaper I want, and put on the ringtone I want, and to put on the tone for, like, you know, when I get text messages and things like that. Because I like to try to make my phones my own, personally, which is one thing you can do with Android, which, and Samsung, which I'm not sure that you can do for Apple. I don't think you can. I don't think you can make, like, you know, do ringtones and things like that. And if you could, maybe it'd be through iTunes and it'd cost a little bit. Or at least I've been able to find the things I want. It doesn't cost me anything. So I like to make my cell phones my own. I've done that with the last couple. And I think it's a really cool way to also know, it's like, okay, that's my phone, not someone else's phone. You just buy the way it sounds. It is getting easier to do the internet on them. I've actually started using apps on my last few phones, and those are kind of cool. I won't say it's something you have to do, but again, usually they're free. They usually don't cost anything. Most of the apps nowadays, I've noticed in the Google Play Store, at least what I use, they don't cost you anything, which is kind of nice, because it's nice to see, like, where, hey, you know, we've got your money. We don't want to try to get more money out of you. I think that, and mind you, I don't know, but I think that Apple might charge you for stuff more. I'm not sure, to be honest, though, but I do like that. You know, like I said, phones are getting faster. They're becoming more of little computers as well. I found, like, the old phone I had, the battery kind of got old after a while, and the one I've had now, it's not too bad. It usually lasts about a day and a half, depending on how much I use it and for what. One thing I really love about cell phones now that helps me, at least when I go on car trips, is having GPS. That's wonderful. I love that, because I'll go places and sometimes I'm just like, I don't know where I am or what's going on. I just haven't been in that neighborhood before, that area, and it helps me a lot. And it usually helps me from not getting lost too, which is great. So that's a cool new feature. A lot of phones have too. I know definitely Androids and Samsungs have that. I want to say Apples probably have that. I really don't know, but they probably do. It's a lot easier to, you know, converse with people now on, I'll have, like, the basic apps I'll have is, like, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I'll do all those, you know, because I do use those. It's easier to upload stuff from your phone now onto those social medias than it used to be. So that's really cool. And again, a cell phone is kind of like something where if you take care of it, it's going to last you a long time. If you leave it in the sun, or if you, you know, drop it a lot or in water, you might have to get a new one, but I think there are some tricks to try to prevent doing that as well. Yeah, and you know, they keep going leaps and bounds. Like I said, there are certain phones that are waterproof now. I don't believe mine is. I haven't tested it, and frankly, I'm not in a rush to test it. But I think most of the time, that's they're a technology that keeps kind of going leaps and bounds every few years, right? It's just the way it is. Now, be known as well, at least for Samsung, and I think this is true for Apple as well, don't always be in a rush to get the brand, the most newest phone. And the reason I say that is because I've just heard from people I know who have gotten them, they're still kind of buggy. They're still kind of working the, you know, working them out. They haven't perfectly fine-tuned them yet. Like, I know people who got have gotten, like, you know, the Samsung 8 when it came out and the Notes, and they're not bad, but they still have some bugs in them. So that's just the way it is. So I would suggest, you know what, and just in general, I'd suggest if your phone works and you get what you need out of it, there's not a real rush to upgrade. And usually most companies, I think, I know mine does, every so many years you get an upgrade anyway. It doesn't cost you anything. It's totally free. You know, it's just like, hey, if you want to upgrade your phone, you know, you can do it, and that's that. So there's no kind of like, you know, oh my God, there's this or that. No, there's none of that happening. So, yeah, so cell phones are something that, you know, it's going to be a learning curve. Like, and whenever they come out with newer stuff or I get newer stuff, I find there is a learning curve there. But at least with some of the phones I've had, there's similarities there. There just is. Like, I hadn't really used apps until the last few phones I've had. And they're not as hard as it seems, but again, it is definitely a learning curve. It just is. So, yeah, when it comes to a cell phone, you definitely want to make sure, you know, what's the price range you want to pay, because you can pay, you know, $100, you could pay a few hundred if you really, really want to. But I would highly suggest getting a screen protector, getting a case. I would highly recommend that. A phone charger, I think, is a great thing to have, because if you're traveling like I do once in a while, it's nice to have. They usually come with, like, you know, free, they come with, like, you know, the plugs for the, you know, wall now, and I think they even come with Bluetooth, I think. I know they're Bluetooth capable, so you can do that, which is really cool. And, yeah, but most of the time with a cell phone, you're not going to break the bank immensely, as long as you just go for something, but it really depends what you're looking for. So we're going to take another short break right now, and we will return in a few moments.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Hello there, everybody. This is Jay Snook again with the GSMC Technology Podcast for you, talking more about products. And one thing I forgot about cell phones is something that you're kind of looking for cell phones too, but I think it kind of segues more into the other product I'm going to talk about really well, is there's also games now. I kind of talked about it in the Wreck-It Ralph, Ralph Breaks the Internet, you know, trailer bit, where they get to go into that bit. But yeah, there's games now that you can play, and there's a lot of games to play, by the way, on cell phones. But I find that, you know, at least the cell phones I've had, they don't have enough memory for that. They're not fast enough for that. It'll, you know, suck up the battery faster. It's just what happens. So I personally think if you want to play games, you know, the best thing to do, the best way to do it, is to get yourself a tablet. Now, what is a tablet, you're probably wondering? Well, tablets first came out, to my knowledge, they came out, you know, to be able to you know, read on them. You could read anywhere you went, like digital books, things like that. You know, you could probably do some basic functions on it, but they were pretty simple and rudimentary in the beginning, I believe. Over time, they have changed. Even tablets now, like the Samsung tablets, like are kind of like mini computers. You can go on the internet on them. You can watch, you know, movies, TV shows on them, which you can do on your cell phone, by the way, too. But again, it's probably going to suck up your battery a bit faster, where a tablet, the battery usually is going to last a little bit longer. You can go on there, and you can go on there to play, you know, games. And there's a lot of games. There's, of course, Cut the Rope, which is a game I actually played before, and it's actually a fun, addicting game. It's a challenging game. It's not an easy game, but it is a really fun game that kind of makes you think. The big one, of course, is Angry Birds. That's a big game, and there's a lot of versions of that game now. A lot of versions of that game now, so that's a really good game. There's actually a game called Temple Run, which I've played before again, too. And it's a really challenging game. Not as easy as you would think. Some of these games do as well. I should note, they do in-app purchases. You can buy, like, you know, new characters with special abilities or extra lives or things like that. So you did be careful about that when you're playing these games. There's also, what other games are I'm not thinking? Oh, yeah, there's, of course, Candy Crush. That's a game that people like to play on their cell phones, but again, it'll eat up the battery, where you can play on a tablet. And usually the screens on tablets are bigger than cell phones, so Candy Crush is a really big popular game that's on there. And I know there's a bunch of other games I'm forgetting about, but that's a really big thing with a lot of tablets now, and I personally like it because they're kind of made for tablets, too, I think some of the games are, where it's like, hey, you know, you turn the tablet one way or turn it another way. There's, of course, racing car games, I'm sure, are games you can play, you know, on tablets. And what's really cool about some tablets is that Kindle used to come out with simple tablet called Kindle Fire, which I'm honestly not sure if Kindle's even doing this anymore. But what you could do was you could download, like, say, children's books on some of these tablets, right? And there was a feature where you could actually have the book be read to the child. And I believe there was also a feature that went a bit further where it could teach said child how to read. That, when I found that, I was like, that's a really good idea. That's really cool. Because, like, it's not just, hey, you get to read classic children's books, like, you know, Dr. Seuss books and, like, you know, things like that. And, like, if you give, you know, a mouse a cookie and, you know, books like that, Goodnight Moon, books like that. I mean, and that's another thing, too, about a lot of these tablets now is they have extensive libraries of digital books. They really do. Now, there was a time when tablets came out that people were afraid, oh, my God, paper books are going to be gone. They're going to be a thing of the past. This is what's going to happen. And it hasn't really happened. Now, why hasn't it happened, maybe you ask? Well, from what I've heard, it hasn't happened because people still like, so far, you know, opening up a book, the feel of the book, you know, the texture of it. They like doing that. Now, I've read plenty of digital book lately. I've read plenty of them. But I'll admit, I still kind of do sometimes like reading a digital book. I mean, a physical book. I just kind of do. There's just something about it that, you know, isn't really the same on a tablet. And especially some of the, like, you know, tablets or some of the digital books, they're learning curves. Like, they have a bunch of, you know, DC Comics and Marvel Comics on, like, you know, digital now. But it's not the same. It's like you don't get to, like, you know, it's not necessarily the same feeling as reading, like, a comic book or a graphic novel. There's just, it isn't. So I get why it hasn't really taken over yet. Of course, I would suggest, this is just me again talking, if you're going to get a child a tablet, just get them a simple one. They don't necessarily need an iPad or, you know, some kind of expensive Samsung tablet. Not necessarily. You know, I think like a Kindle Fire or something like that. Now, on the same note, though, you don't want to get them something cheap, because I've seen before where if you get them something like, hey, you know what, it's just really inexpensive, like, oh, it's only $30. Well, again, like with, like, you know, desktops and laptops and with cell phones, you're getting what you paid for. And what they do have on tablets now that a lot of younger kids really enjoy is Minecraft. And Minecraft, you cannot play on a cheap little tablet. You can't do it. It'll overheat. It's got too much. It runs faster than cheap tablets can run. So if they want to play games on it all the time, or if they want to play something like that on it, opt for like a mid of the line or maybe even a top of the line one just to be safe, because that way they'll get to play on it as much as they want. They don't have to worry about, hey, it's overheating or it's not running or it's running too slow. They won't have that issue to worry about. I think you can even write on it. Like, I mean, you can go on there and like write like, you know, emails, and you can write like messages, and you can go on your social medias. And I believe the cameras are usually pretty good for them. I believe that. Again, it's going to be better for like a top of the line or mid of the line tablet than a very cheap tablet. And every now and again, especially on the holiday season, you'll see like sounds like cheap, good tablets going on online. But like I said, I would steer clear from those. I know people have bought them in the past, and it's almost like you buy it, then you want to return it because it's just not what you hoped the tablet would be. Because I think nowadays when it comes to tablets, usually you're not going to want to just do the most basic of the basic. Now, if you want a tablet that you're just going to read on, that's all you're going to do, I know that Kindle still sells, and I think the Nook used to be around. I don't know if the Nook is still around, but the Nook used to be just like, hey, just reading, reading, reading. That's what the Nook was supposed to be for. They came out with newer Nooks that had like, you know, you could play games and go online and all that stuff. But I heard that like they didn't do too well. But if you just want to read, there are specific tablets that are just black and white, just made for reading. That's what they're made for. You know, you can have your own little digital libraries on there. You can go on, I'm sure there's plenty of websites you can go on and just read the like as many digital books as your heart desires. There might be a cost to them, but it's not usually a really big, insane cost. It's not. It's usually pretty affordable, you know, and it's a great way to, like, if you're traveling, if you just want to, like, you know, read books, like, you can do it that way. And I've heard it's not too difficult, as far as I've heard. Yeah, you know, and there's just a lot of options out there nowadays. I know that a lot of people want to get iPads, and iPads are usually much more expensive. I'll admit that. But I think that if you want to get like a, like, you know, if you want to get like a pretty good Samsung tablet, you can usually get it for about maybe a few hundred dollars, maybe. It's not usually too expensive. You're going to want to get, I would again suggest getting a screen protector on it. Wouldn't be a terrible idea. And you definitely want to get yourself a case for that too. I would highly suggest that. Because even if you're going to be traveling with it, you want to have some kind of case on it, because the screen can crack. You know, water can damage it. Leaving it out in the sun will ruin it. That's just what's going to happen. So you do want to think of those types type of things. And I believe it'll come with a charger. And I think that some of the newer ones are coming with a USB drive, I think, which means you can either upload pictures on there or download pictures off of it. So I think that the newer ones are coming out with that. They're not going to have like CD drives. It's just not going to happen. But yeah, but I think there's that option on there. And they also have some now, they have some kind of like USB, like options where you can, there's like a smaller one that you can convert it to a bigger one, so you can do back and forth that way too. So yeah, so tablets overall usually are, they're really cool technology. I think they're a lot of fun. I definitely haven't kept up with them immensely lately, but I do know that they are, you know, something that, like, as long as you spend a few hundred dollars on and you take care of it. And I will say this too, I almost forgot this. For cell phones and for tablets, especially if you're going on the internet a lot, a virus protection for that wouldn't hurt either. And there are some companies that, you know, will sell, like, where it's all in ones. You can, like, use it for your, you know, your computer or laptop. You can use it for your cell phone. You can use it for your tablet. You can use it for multiple tablets. So it doesn't hurt to get that too, just in case, just to be safe. Because you know what? You don't know what's going to happen. I mean, it could get a virus. It's not a guarantee, but it never hurts to be safe, I don't think. So other than that, I hope you learned a lot from the episode tonight. I hope that if you're thinking of getting any of these products, you have a bit more knowledge of what to look for and the good price ranges and things like that. I would personally recommend, you know, I think HP is a great product when it comes to, you know, laptops and towers. I've liked what I've seen with some of the Kindle and Samsung tablets and cell phones. You know, I think a cell phone, again, is just, I don't know if there's necessarily one company over another, but I'd definitely say, you know what, just look at your options and what you need and what price you want to pay and things like that. So other than that, have yourself a wonderful rest of the day, and thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.